Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Mark Show. I have a special guest today, my wife, Heidi D'Amelio.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on The Mark D'Amelio Show.
That sounds so weird. I'm just kidding. It's Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios. This is our show. So we're back together, Heidi. We were separated for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I had Caleb Cadet in.
And before that, I had Markel in.
Yes. So what did you tell me about all the, I know you listened to my show with Caleb. So tell me some of the high points of that show.
Well, I just kind of liked how you told the story about how you met and.
You didn't listen to it, did you?
I'm going to. I just haven't had... I couldn't find my headphones, and then...
You know what?
You never listened to mine and Erica's like a million years ago.
Oh, I really still have not listened to it.
There you go.
And I did listen to half of Markel's, and then I was in the car driving.
The thing is, it's not that I don't think either one of us want to listen. Like, I can't wait to listen to your episode with Caleb, and I'm sure you felt the same about Markel. It's just, you have to have a minute to be able to like either listen or put headphones
30
in.
30 minutes.
And there's always people around. So yes. it's like hard to find that time.
So did you like having a guest on the show?
Yes. I want to do more guests. That was so fun. And I just love hearing just in life in general, other perspectives on things. I love hearing people's stories. And whether it's social media and how they got started, I feel like that story is always interesting because everyone's is a little, you know, has their own journey. But just in general, the things that bring people, you know, to do things in their life that maybe they wouldn't have done if things in their life didn't happen the way they did. And I love hearing that. That's like my favorite.
The journey
thing.
Of life is interesting.
It is. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. Even if you think you don't, you do.
Yeah. So, I had a great time with Caleb. I thought it was interesting. I'm trying to figure out things for our podcast that isn't just us talking about what happened the week prior, but also giving our listeners a perspective on what I think they would be interested. I know, I'm sure we have a young audience because of who our daughters are, and Caleb being in college and taking the initiative to get an internship with us. He's going to be missed. What a great young man. I really like him a lot. So today is a special day.
It is a special day.
Today is Dixie Jane D'Amelio's birthday.
20 years old. Ah, 20 years ago, she came into this world. A little tiny bean with a little dimple in her chin like her dad.
Yes. I remember. We were talking about it last night. I remember when she was first born, seeing her chin and saying, knowing that she was my daughter.
You knew who that baby was for.
Yes.
That's for another podcast.
So give me some of your thoughts on Dixie.
Oh, Dixie Jane. You know what I find interesting is that for the most part, like the gist of people is from when they're tiny and then they grow. That like core of them doesn't change much. And this is the core of Dixie. Like, always like eyes wide open, will try anything. Oh, want to go jump off a cliff? Sure, why not? Like, she's really, and she kind of has, when she was old enough to express this, she would always say, I don't want to ever pass up an opportunity and wish I did it and have a regret that I didn't do it. So she always has been that way. I mean, I can remember her being little and we would go to the Italian festival in Westport or wherever. And she would just be walking, like looking at all the biggest rides there. And can I go on that one? Like there was just, she just doesn't have a fear. She raced BMX and, you know, just on a national level, just getting up there on the gate and just being like, can I have a snow cone after I'm done? Like there was no nerves there. And I just love that about her because that's hard. It's hard not to get caught up in your anxieties of the moment of, and you know, when she was in theater, like all the plays she did, she wasn't really nervous. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean she was out without mistakes, like because she would, but she felt like that was learning. And that was part of it. Like that didn't make her nervous. Like, oh, I don't want to make a mistake. Obviously she didn't, but she knew it was part of it and she would do her best. So I just love that about her. And I feel like that hasn't changed throughout her life.
Yeah. I think that what I love about Dixie on social media and what she presents is she definitely presents an authentic side. And I think people got to see how funny she is. Both Dixie and Charlie are extremely funny. And I think it comes out a lot for us because we're usually in a situation where they feel both comfortable being themselves and you get to really realize how funny they are. But she is funny. I think the internet knows that she's funny. She does not take herself seriously. Both girls don't take themselves very seriously. And I could not be prouder of Dixie on her birthday. I mean, when I was younger and I thought, oh, my dreams, I'm going to get married and have kids. And now that I'm married and I have two wonderful, incredible daughters, I couldn't have written the script better than what reality is. And so very proud of her, very happy. We're going to have a great celebration today and excited to spend her birthday with her.
Oh, I'll also say this because I know she's not going to listen to our podcast is I called her for her birthday and she declined my call. So if this child later today says, you didn't call me for my birthday, I have a witness. You saw it. She declined my call. I'm trying to wish her a happy birthday.
She's going to get bombarded Her phone's going to be off.
I gave birth to her.
Yeah.
I deserved a phone pickup.
So happy birthday, Dixie. We love you.
Love you, Dixie.
From mom and dad. Excited about today. So I think we're doing a better job with the podcast, figuring out, giving people a little bit of insight to what's happening in our lives, but not making it play by play. We talked about that before. So kind of just want to talk about the creative process and take some time to talk about creative process throughout social media and all those things. So let me start with you, Heidi, because do you think you're a creative person? Let's start off there.
I do think I'm a creative person. I think I don't highlight the creativity that I enjoy and what makes me happy. I don't highlight that. And I want to do more of that.
So you're doing, I think you've done with all the social media platforms you're involved in. I think Instagram, stories is your thing.
Yeah.
And I think you are really creative. I think how you've been able to work through Instagram, and grow your following has been awesome. But what tips would you give anyone out there at Instagram in particular, because you are a guru, an expert.
I don't know about that, but I do look at my Instagram account and it do get disappointed in that I don't post, like what I would tell someone, post regularly on your feed. And I don't do that enough because I don't have enough pictures of myself. Like Dixie was like, stop posting mirror selfies. But I'm like, I have no one to take pictures of me. But she's really good at taking pictures. So when she is around, and if I'm like actually dressed and put together, I'll have her take pictures. So that's a downfall. Post, 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 like it's consistency is key on your in feed. And then stories, stories, I love to highlight other people and then a little bit of what I'm doing just in the moment for like my mom. So she knows what's going on. And I like to keep her in the loop, like kind of the day to like almost not day to day, but throughout the day. And then I post a lot of the dogs because people ask me to. People love the doggos. But I do like to highlight other people. I think something else too that I see a lot of people do is when they post their in feed, they will then put it on their story and kind of cover it up and say, you know, go drop a like or whatever. So just to kind of get your engagement up and get people going to your account and, you know, maybe commenting. I do make a joke about, I posted yesterday and we were with some friends and I was like, I just posted, let's do the triple threat where you like, comment and share. I literally say it as a joke because like, I don't really want to ask my friends to do that, but it's so there. People are so thrown off when I do that. They're like, oh, okay, I'll go do that right now. I'm like, I'm actually kidding. But if you want to.
Well, you do that to me and I don't feel like you're kidding at all. I feel like.
Oh, you, no, with I, you, I'm not kidding
I
at
really
all.
I really have to. What is it like?
Like, comment and share.
Like, comment and share. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you should. You're my husband. I'd do the same for you.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
So do you think the girls are creative and do you think they got any of that from you or I?
I think you and I are both creative people in very different ways. Their creativity, I think like with your creativity, you're very creative in a lot of different areas. But for you, I love watching you be creative when it comes to execution of things. That you are the best. And I love like you can see the wheels turning and just like putting things together in your head of how something should be executed, whether it's in your business, in sales, in just in our business with our D'Amelio family and how things could be. And it's always got this cool factor to it. Like you really are good like that. I think the girls got a lot of that from you, like how to, you know, get things. They just, I don't know, you guys just get it. And it, whenever things are done, it's done with a lot of thought, probably a lot more than people might think. And sometimes it's in the moment, but a lot of times it's the rollout. So it's over time. And I love how you guys are all creative like that.
I look at people talk about their personal brand nowadays. And I look at the brand as the product. And you can have the best product, but if you don't represent it well and merchandise it well and develop it well, then it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So my point is like we've done everything, whether it's Dixie's music or the logos for our entire family. Like we started off not with the intention of, hey, we're going to build a big company. Right. Just naturally how I do it. I've looked at companies and businesses and personal brands over the years, and I think you have to tell a story about that. And I think that's where my creativity comes in. I can't just say, okay, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. Even the show we did, we branded it with a color and a logo and all that stuff. So
I do feel that, and I know I've said this to other people who are like, how do I grow my social media? People want to be along for the ride. People want to be a part of the story and knew you, oh, when you first started. And like people still, I feel like since my following has grown, I haven't even really tapped into like all the things I love, love, love that people talk about. People in our circle that knew me before, like have always known me, right? Like my food prep, I refinish furniture, like things like that. People love that. And they're always asking me, like, I don't do any of that anymore, only because I don't have time. And those are the things I miss. Like, that's what I miss showing on my account. Just yesterday, when we were with a bunch of people yesterday, not a bunch of people, but a handful of people. And they were like, we would like to see what you eat in a day and workout videos and food prep, you know, all these things that, and it was 30 somethings and young 20 somethings asking. So I thought that was so funny. I was like, I need this. Like, I definitely love hearing that feedback. And, you know, ask people around you, like, what do I do? Like, what do I do that you think you would like to see? I think people that know you best know those things that are interesting about you and that could help you. That's why I loved when they were telling me that yesterday. I'm like, I really want to do more of that.
Yeah, I think what's cool about with our show coming out on September 3rd, that people are going to get to see some of the things that we're all about behind the scenes. But I agree. I don't talk about, I should be doing more trillers and more TikToks of things that I like to do. I mean, whether it's building bicycles and looking at the record, the vinyl records that I've bought recently, and the DJing that I set up a DJ system in my house, in our house. And so, and also I think we use this platform to kind of talk and get our feelings out there and our thoughts and stuff. But sometimes during the day when I have a thought, I don't necessarily tweet it. I would love to just kind of do a video and hopefully be not because I want to be inspirational, because I want people to pat me on the back, because I just have, being on this planet for 52 years, you've done a lot of good things and a lot of mistakes, and you want to share that experience and hopefully help other people. So I want to get better at being more creative with what I actually put out on social media.
I think too, like, I would love to hear, like, get the stats on the difference, right? I love watching people's stories when they're talking, like organically with the camera faced on them talking about whatever, like, morning, this is what I'm having for breakfast or whatever. I get like, oh, I'm going to have that. Like, I do. Sometimes days can be like a little mundane, and then you see someone's story like, oh, that looks so good. Whether it's a smoothie or whatever. And so I want to do more of talking, because every time I do, I get a lot of questions like, you know, what was in that, or like, you know, whatever. And I don't know, I just like the engaging with people in that way. And like, if I'm into it and someone else is into it, like, we could talk about it. And I like that. So I want to do more of, and I think, I just think in general, people get more engagement and get more, you could grow that way by actually taking them on the journey with you and talking in your stories.
What tips would you have to parents who are dealing with kids on social media to help them continue to be creative and not stifle them? I think parents worry about what their kids are putting out on social media. So what, any tips that you would think about to...
Well, I just think that, in my opinion, whatever your kid is into, you know, I mean, we've seen young kids blow up on social media doing slime reviews. I mean, it can be just whatever they enjoy as a human being, like, encourage that. Because there are going to be other people that connect with that. And it doesn't have to be, you know, over-sexualized, or, you know, it doesn't have to be this perfect situation. People want to see real people like them doing things that they're into. Like, people will watch that. And, you know, whether it's photography or it could be, you know, kicking a football in a goal like 100 times in a row, like, how many times do you make it? It could be stats, it could be math, you know, I just love that. And I think that is just keep it simple.
I think what we did is we laid the groundwork by saying to the girls early on, like, you are your own brand. And that, and not trying to scare them, like, hey, be careful what you, like, what you post, because it's good. But just, hey, you say it all the time. Make sure that when you post something, you know that it's going to be out there for a long time and that you're comfortable with it. And, you know, think 10 years down the road, think 5 years down the road. Think if things change, is it something that will stand the test of time and that you'll be proud of? And I think because we said that often, we didn't really have to go back and look at both Dixie and Charlie's social media and really do a lot of cleanup work and say, well, I can't believe you did this. Mm-hmm. There was very little disappointment on that. But I think my advice to parents would be, you know, have that conversation with them. Let them know that it's not like when we were younger that things happen and there's no record of them. Mm-hmm. Everything is recorded now. Mm-hmm. So
I do feel like it was just always a topic. Not that we were like, oh, let's talk about this again. It's just social media as they were growing up was a thing. So it was a topic of conversation and they would ask us, should I post this? Or they've made tons of, I'm using air quotes, YouTube videos that they never posted of like their makeup haul or their room tour or whatever from when they were little, but they weren't ready to put it out there, but they had fun doing it. And that just might be what it is. They have probably hundreds of videos that they never weren't ready to put out because you are putting yourself out there and your friends at school, your following might just be your friends at school, but that might be hard for them to put themselves out there. Now other people are going to comment on it. So when they are ready and want to do that, then that's when they should do it. Like, I think if you push it, they're not ready, that's going to be a lot harder for them. And they may not want to like continue.
I have a good question. Do you think social media, enhances or stifles your creativity?
I think both, because I think if you're creative, you're going to want to continue that and do these cool things that you enjoy that is creative and put it out there. At the same time, it can, if you start listening to your comments, if they're not good comments, and so you start doing these creative things online in the guidelines of the negative comments, it's going to stifle your creativity. I think you just have to do what you love and share that, because the second you start trying to put out there what you think people want, that's where you're going to make a mistake. Like, you just have to do it your way, do it how you like it. And there will be other people that will appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that I do think that it does stifle, because I think people who draw or paint or do some of these things, if you're going to get a negative comment on stuff, and for people that aren't used to getting negative mm-hmm. comments,
oof, it's in the gut.
You know, it definitely is. And sometimes I think it stinks, because you don't get the, I think people should share their creativity, and I love to see that. And I hate to see when someone says something negative about someone who's taking a risk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. When I see a young person who draws Dixie or Charlie, and for the most part, 99% of the comments are positive, but you get that one person and you're like, dude, someone's reading, the person who did
spent
that
the time
is
right?
reading it. Yeah. And it's just,
but I just want to add to this. We're talking about being creative. And that doesn't mean an art or something like that. I've seen people just be creative with how you put your content out. It could be you fixing your car engine. Now, someone might not look at that like, oh, this guy's a creative. But not everybody can do that. And yeah. There will be people that will watch that. Just be consistent on it and share what you're doing. If that's something you're good at and you love, it can be that. Fixing a TV, fixing a refrigerator. You know what I just remembered? I don't think I've ever told you this. When I was little, I collected vacuum cleaners and I would take them apart and put them back together. Have I ever told you that?
No.
I had a whole little thing, a corral of vacuum cleaners. And
what?
I found so much joy. If that was social media back then, I was young. I was like under 10 doing what did that.
I have so many questions. I don't think we should do it. That's for another podcast, but
I just remembered that.
We've been married 21 years and you didn't tell me about the vacuum cleaner connection story.
I didn't have a lot of them, but I did have a few.
Like, how did you collect
them? I would take them apart.
Where did you find them?
Well, like, my mom would have one and then it was like old and didn't work as well anymore. She got a new one. I think my aunt gave us one, my neighbor or something. So I had like three or four and I would take them completely apart and put them back together.
Yeah.
That was the joy in it. And they would still work. That was key. I could take them apart and put them back together and they would still work. Ask my mom. She'll tell you.
Wow. I will have to ask your mom about this. I'm going to tell the kids this story.
They have no idea. They
know that story.
I don't know if it's impressive, but it's definitely odd.
I know you just said that Dixie told you you can't keep doing mirror selfies, but are there any things you are really good with the Instagrams? What advice would you give for anyone as far as how to video anything on lighting settings? Give us some of your innermost tips, Heidi.
I think natural lighting is best. And if you're doing it at night, a ring light, you know, I do joke in my, stories and my Instagram stories, like when I use a filter, although it says it at the top, you're using a filter. Like I usually say these filters are crazy. Some of them are like, doesn't even look like you when you put the filter on. But for me, the filter will just if I'm in a dark space, like will brighten it. So I kind of use it for that. But you know, I think the lighting is good, simple backgrounds, not too much going on. And, yeah, that's kind of all I know about that.
I wouldn't even know where to find
it. Are you talking about a story or a post?
I'm just talking in general on things.
So when I'm getting ready and I'm actually dressed and my hair is done or whatever, I don't, at that point, it's time to go. So I don't have a lot of extra time to spend to take pictures. Like, I feel like the girls do a good job with, leaving time to do that, and they'll take I think the key is take a bunch. So you have options. Like, that's the thing, is like different angles, find your angles, get in the mirror and see what your angles are. And I think it's different when you do a selfie and, or if you set up your phone and do like a timer photo, and just see what your angles are. See what you like about your pictures if you're taking a picture of yourself.
My angle is directly over my head because...
Yeah, you do say that.
If I put my camera up, the higher I put my camera, the less double chins I have and it thins out my face nicely. So I like the one where I put the camera right under my chin.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I look like Jabba the Hutt. And then as I lift it up...
And then you look like...
I look very slender when I lift the camera all the way up. Yeah, so if you guys see me, you'll see a lot of the top of my head in my photos because I'm trying to get the perfect angle for a person of my age and size.
I've noticed, like, because I did used to do a lot more photography, and whenever this younger generation, right, I would say millennials down, are amazing at selfies. I'm terrible. I'm not really good at it. So I have to try a lot to get a good one, but they are great at selfies. But then when you put them in front of the camera, they do have a harder time because they're not seeing it, right? And that's what their go-to is.
Yeah.
And I've done photo shoots with girls that were looked like they were like displaced. Like, they didn't know what they were supposed to do, where they were supposed to, because it was outside of their comfort zone. Selfie, they're amazing. So I think when I used to model forever ago, and I started like getting in front of the camera, you can't see it, especially back then. So I would get in the mirror and kind of see like what, and kind of like really look at yourself and your angles and your eyes and your chin and all of the things and see like what's the most flattering. I think that would, is probably the best advice.
I notice Dixie all the time. And I think because she modeled, I see her. And as soon as she gets in front of the camera, she gets the model thing. And yeah, I'm like, wow, she's really exactly, good. Yeah. And I think Charlie is more looking, she's been looking at screens and her, mm-hmm. and they're both good at both. But mm-hmm. I think if you're going to say Dixie's more the one that is behind the camera, in front of the camera or behind the camera, which one is
in
that?
Front of.
In front of.
Well,
yeah.
I have seen, I'm so proud of Charlie. I've seen so much growth for her in front of the camera because she has taken the time and she does where, you know, she'll set the timer up or whatever and practice being in front of the camera, but she wanted to do it by herself. She did not like doing it with other people. So yeah. But she spent the time to do that. So now when she's all dressed, she tries to get pictures. So whether it's me or whoever, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, just take a bunch and then you'll end up with five or six that you
yeah,
like,
I
love.
Do not do that. Like, when
Mark,
I get all dressed.
You are not a
I'm
good
not
Instagram
like, hey, hi,
husband.
Can you do a quick photo shoot
no,
for me?
No, you don't. And also you're not, you don't have a lot of patience to take my picture, which is why I don't have a lot to post. So I'm going to blame it on you. And you'll take like 10. I'm like, I need a good 150, 200 to get five to that get, I like.
That's how many
just,
you want me
you
to take?
Just keep snapping. Keep no, like pressing the button.
I have my thumb. I can't.
See? We're not from that generation. Millennials and down, the boyfriends or the husbands know that is part of your job.
Yeah. My grandfather would get up with a big camera with a button on it and with a flash that would blind you and go, all right, you're ready to take a photo, family photo. Let's
one picture. Half the people aren't even looking, eyes closed. But it's fine.
And then you get it back 3 weeks later from photo mat with yes. bright red eyes. And you're like, oh, this is great. Yeah,
these kids don't know how
they
good
have no
they have
idea.
It.
Hopefully there's some parents listening that
yeah,
know what
that
photo mat
it.
Kids, Google photo mat. See what that's all about. So, all right. So we talked a lot about us doing stuff separately. What about collaborations in both social media? I'll give you my opinion on collaborations.
Go, you go first.
I think a lot of people use collaborations as a way to climb, meaning they usually collaborate with someone who has more following or more well-known. I could not care less. I just want to collaborate, and I don't collaborate a lot. I just want to have, I want to meet people that I really enjoy watching on TikTok. And if I don't do dances, I don't do any of that stuff, but like Angry Reactions was one that, Wanye was one that I really wanted to meet. And when he hit us up and he ended up coming over, that was really cool. So I just use it to meet people that I enjoy. So I couldn't care less. There are companies collaborate all the time and they try to get into a different market. Kids collaborate all the time when they try to grow their following. I just do it because I like to meet cool people.
I think the way you're doing it, and it's not because you're an adult, is the right way. I think when you collaborate someone, there has to be a connection there for it to really come across in a way that it looks like they're having fun. It looks like there's a connection, because I see way too often, not our age group, but younger. And I know this has happened to the kids a lot, is someone will walk in, do a TikTok with me, do a video with me, set up the phone, take the video. And our kids are like, what just happened? And then that person will leave. Like, you wouldn't, that's not normal social behavior in life. Don't do it in a video.
But that's kind of how I feel like you do selfies with me. Like, you're like, hey, come on over to the mirror. You use me for my picture. And then that's it.
Wow. We've also been married for 21 years. So I know you. You have to get in
the
picture with me.
You're a clout chaser, Heidi.
I have more followers than you on Instagram. I am not clout chasing you. No, but I'm being serious. Like, if you're going to collaborate with somebody, at least get like, hey, I'd love to do a video with you. Like, start a conversation. Don't walk up, stick your phone in their face, and then walk away. I think unbelievably rude. And your video is going to come out so much better if there's a little bit more of a connection.
I know, but most kids, I don't think it's kids of today. I just think it's kids in general. They don't develop social skills till later.
Well,
this
is why I'm talking.
They don't know how. So kids out there, this is what you do. No, we have how many people come up to us and say, hey, Matt, may I have a picture? And they just take the picture.
And when they go to leave, I'm like, hi, what's your name? It's so nice to meet
you. You need to engage.
But they do. And yeah. I think they think we wouldn't want to talk to them. But like, I'd much rather do that and get to know them or their mom or where'd you come from or where do you guys live or whatever. And that is, you're just going to get better content if you make the connection. Don't stick a video in someone's face and walk away.
If you see me in public, why you'd want to take a picture of me or with me, I have no idea. But if you do, feel free to walk up. I will be more than happy to take a picture with you.
It's your wife.
Unless you want to do a selfie and when we're at right now. No, normally in my defense, what's happening is we're usually 10 to 15 minutes late for something. There's an Uber or a car waiting for us. And I've been ready to go for 20 minutes. And I'm like, all right, let's go, honey, let's go.
And you're not in the mood to take a picture.
And then you're like, wait, let's just get a selfie. And then I'm like, okay. And then I'm looking off in space and you're like, no, look into the camera. Then I look into the camera and then think I'm done.
I'm
and then
you're,
and
picture.
We're not done. So this collaboration between Mark and Heidi is not working so well. So I think next week in the podcast, we'll go back to interviewing other people. Welcome to the Mark Show. That was fun, Heidi.
That was good.
I think we talked about, we're not splitting up. We're together. We're going to do this podcast, Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios, maybe. Dixie's birthday. That was fun.
Were you recapping?
Yeah.
If somebody just listened to it,
I think it's good for everyone to get a recap on everything.
I think it's too much.
And so and then that's it for today's episode.
That was great. I hope people can get something out of it and, you know, keep your mind open and pay attention. Watch other people. See the people that you like to watch, what they're doing. Because if you like it, then other people might like if you did it.
Wow. Those are words of wisdom, Heidi. Thank you so much.
I feel like you're making fun of me.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Mark and Heidi, the D'Amelios. I'm Mark.
I'm Heidi. Follow me on all my socials at Heidi D'Amelio.
And you follow me on all my socials at Mark D'Amelio.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios, comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio.
You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.